voices of Delmarva are as diverse as the landscape. Today we meet 74-year-old Robert Robinson, a former editor of the Sussex Countian. He has been alive for about as long as the Oyster Eat has been celebrated. It's a men-only event that will be held on February 25th this year for the benefit of the Georgetown Fire Department. It's where people from all over come to drink beer, listen to bluegrass music, and of course, eat oysters.
They had a thing called Big Thursday, which was the opening of the oyster season, and everybody celebrated, and that's when they started dancing. And of course, we were big oyster territory. I mean, oysters from all, you know, Rehoboth Bay. When I was young, I could not sail across Rehoboth Bay without hitting an oyster steak or having to avoid hitting an oyster steak. So there are lots of oysters, and the tradition just carried on.
What do they call it, the oyster stomp?
In the old days, the men would dance, and they do a stomp, kind of. It's like a clog, some of them. And they probably like the sound, so they just would take a barn door down and use that as a dance platform. And some of them that were, you know, did it in the past or descendants of people that did it in the past. There's one guy that comes, I can't think of his name, but everybody waits around to watch him dance because he does the old-fashioned dance.
Do you have any early memories then of going there?
One of the firemen, no, he was a guest, not a fireman, was able to tie a string to an oyster, lower it down its throat, and then swallow it, pull it back up, and lower it down. And of course, some other people tried that. What we did one time, which after the oyster, which are pretty well tasteless oysters, and that's why they put a lot of ketchup and horseradish and vinegar on them. But we took some tasteless oysters and put them out in the bay, Rehoboth Bay, which is very salty because it's shallow, and then tried them about 2 days, and they picked up the salt from Rehoboth Bay. But of course, what we did, and we should be glad we're not in jail, was you cannot take an oyster from one state to another state, even though there were no oysters in Rehoboth Bay. But at one time, people in New Jersey and Delaware were very close because of the oysters, and they would be going back and forth. Just at one time, people from Chincoteague were very close to people in Philadelphia because they no railroads, the roads were terrible, and everybody went back and forth by boat. And also at that time, the old maps show that it was like wine. The oysters would have different flavors in different parts of the Delaware River and Bay. And so anyway, I just love the history, and I wrote a book about oysters.
Tell me a little bit about the artwork that you have in your book.
This book here that I wrote, The Illustrious Oyster Illustrated. Okay, yeah, I should. Okay, this is my favorite one. I named him Clarence O. Shellcracker, and he's the first man to eat an oyster.
Okay, and what you want to describe, what are we looking at there?
We're looking at a caveman eating oyster. He's holding a club, he's barefooted, and he's wearing, I guess, a bear jacket. And the title is At First Fright, Then Delight. All right, these are, I guess everybody's heard that, you know, it's the brave man who first ate an oyster. Okay, Thomas Moffat, this is 1600. Only oysters of all fish are good raw, yet he was no coward that first ventured on them. In 1751, now we got a poet involved, that man has sure a palate covered o'er with brass or steel, that on the rocky shore first broke the oozy oyster's pearly coat and risked the living morsel down his throat.
Anything, by the way, I haven't asked you want to say?
Oh, did you want me to ruin?
Read the poem. Tell me a little bit about this poem and then read a few
words. It's anonymous. It was published in the Detroit Free Press October 12, 1889, and I thought I'd brought it because it applied so well to the oyster eat. Let us royster with the oyster in the shorter days and moisture that are brought by brown September with its roguish final R. Of course, R's is when they could start eating oysters. They call it roguish. So welcome with September to the knife and glowing ember. Juicy darling of our dainties, dispossessor of the clam. To the oyster, then a hoister, with him a royal royster. We shall whoop it through the land of heathen jam. Now heathen, I guess, you know, a little bit roguish there. And jam, I had to look up, and it is just people gathering together and just enjoying themselves.
Robert Robinson, former editor of the Sussex Countian and one of the many voices of Del Marva. This is Don Rush, and to hear this story again, please visit publicradiodelmarva.net.